Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and good health, get healthy with Denise Thompson, founder and CEO of Mickle Knight, a health and wellness company. I am an educator, speaker, counselor, author, nurse, and very passionate about healthy living. Today I have a wonderful guest with me. And her name is Carol Pilkington, and I'm going to introduce her to you for just a little bit, and then she can add some information to it. As always, this is an interview, and I'm going to ask her some questions. So let me start with the interview. As a spiritual counselor, astrologer, Carol works with women who, after fulfilling their worldly pursuits, are realizing that all those things have not brought them to the fulfillment they expected. Feeling lost and isolated, they are searching for deeper meaning, connection, and joy in their lives. Carol has over 14 years of experience in meditation, contemplation, and spiritual astrology. She has been twice recognized and awarded for her service to community by two separate United States presidents, received an award for Mentor of the Year, was nominated twice for Women Who Make a Difference through the Los Angeles Business Journal, and is the author of Your Amazing Itty Bitty Book of Astrology, 15 Key Questions People Ask About Astrology. So, good morning, Carol. Are you here with me?
Good morning. I certainly am. I'm honored to be here with you.
Thank you so much. I am really excited having you on the show today and interviewing you and learning some about what you're doing. So this is a 30-minute total thing, and we have 27 minutes left, and at the end, the closing. So I'm going to go right into the questions so you have enough time to answer them. First of all, what is astrology?
Well, oftentimes people equate astrology with what they read in the papers, the sun sign, astrology in the astrology column. And in my view, that's not the whole and real astrology. Basically, astrology is a holistic system that helps person understand the nature of who they really are. And it's a system for understanding how we're here to evolve and grow. And through astrology, we can better understand ourselves and those in our world.
Wow, that's amazing. So there is actually a big difference between astrology and astronomy, because that's what
Absolutely.
Many people always confuse. Oh, wow, cool.
Astrology is a study of the planets and mm-hmm. how they're situated in the sky and the as above, so below concept of what is here, what is going on here in the physical world is also being reflected in the non-physical world. And astronomy is a study of the stars.
Oh, wow. So they're totally different. I'm so glad you clarified that because I don't think I'm the only one who had those questions to start with, but I'm sure there's other people who have had exactly the same question. So thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Now, my next question to you is, what is meditation or contemplation to you?
Meditation,
what does it mean?
Oftentimes meditation too, people think of it as a daily practice of trying to quiet the mind and attain peace and quiet, where actually meditation is a daily process of being in the world, of impartially observing oneself so that they become more self-aware of the thoughts that are actually happening. Meditation can actually amplify what's already going on in the mind and going on unconsciously. It just brings it more to our consciousness. And contemplation is more of, you know, asking questions that bring us to answers from an experiential perspective, not an intellectual perspective. So contemplating who am I or what does it mean to be here, those kind of deeper questions that speak to the nature of our existence.
Wow, that is so interesting, because I had, just not knowing what was going on, but knowing from you already some about it, I had totally different definitions for those two words. And so I'm really, really thankful you're clarifying those for me and all the listeners, as it's not all just religious. It is actually what's happening to us in daily life and how we perceive it. Is that correct?
Absolutely. The more aware and conscious we are of our drives and motivations, the better we can make decisions and the more clarity we have. And it helps us be more conscious and aware of how we project ourselves into the world.
So good. Thank you. With the next question, I'm going to add something to it. My listeners know that all my shows have to do with ESPM, standing for emotional, spiritual, physical, and mental health. So my question to you is, how can these two things, meditation and contemplation, benefit our lives in any of those four categories?
Well, as I've already said, basically it can help us become more self-aware, and it improves our ability to relate to others. It can improve our communication and our all-around well-being and joy in the world. So when we're more congruent from the inside out, I call it living from truth from the inside out, we can always come from a place of love and joy versus being ruled by our subconscious and unconscious thoughts and feelings and emotions that we don't even realize are below the surface. And as we do that, we can live more congruently in the world and have better relationships and a fuller life.
Awesome. So does that mean also that we are actually able to be in charge of our lives if we want to live the truth from within and go the route you just explained?
Yes, absolutely. So when we're living from an unconscious place, we're being ruled and driven by the unseen and unconscious belief systems that we have. But the more conscious we become, more conscious and aware that we become of those things, we are in more control and can make better decisions in our lives.
Excellent. Oh, that's something we all want, I think. At least I know I'm striving for that, and I know you're pretty much there, aren't you? You're doing that every day for yourself so you can help all the other people that you're helping. So
absolutely,
that's actually really.
And, you know, I'm always learning myself. No, we're not done until we're done.
Isn't that the truth? Oh, my. That was just a quick interjection there. My husband, when he was in the swim team, the coach always told him, "You're not done until you touch the wall." And he did the same thing with his father that we took care of for the last 6 years. And his father swam the last day of his life, so his 800 yards, touched the wall, had his shower, had his dinner, and then he went very peacefully. And so that's living life to its fullest and touching the wall and actually going to the end. So that is amazing.
Oh,
now, I have... Yeah, and I mean, actually, it was so amazing because we realized he was getting a little bit weaker, so he reduced from 1,600 yards to 800 yards, which at 93 is still a pretty good example. And so it was just totally amazing to see how everything transpired and how it transformed my husband and myself just by witnessing and doing the good deeds every day, being active with his father and, you know, feeding him healthy food, mostly home-cooked food or homegrown veggies and things. And it made a huge difference. But back to the astrology, I have seen that there is a reference to cycles. What are cycles?
Well, everything has a beginning, middle, and end, and that's a cycle. So when we can live our lives and recognize what a cycle is and where the cycles are, we can begin to recognize that everything has a beginning and an end. And so it helps us to live more fully in the world with greater concentration and focus and a greater sense of accomplishment. There are a lot of people out there that tend to think that nothing's happening in their life. But when you can see that you've actually begun something and gone through a process around that, and then had a completion, there's nothing left to think about regarding that particular thing. So, for instance, a project that you might have, the idea comes in, that's the beginning of a cycle. And then the process of how to bring that idea to manifestation, all the steps in between and how that is to be accomplished are all cycles in and of themselves and part of that bigger cycle. And when that project is finally completed, that's the end of the cycle. So that's a real concrete example of what a cycle is. And when we go through that process and we finally get to the end of something where we no longer have to think about it or put our attention on it, there's a sense of accomplishment and a sense of that we've done something and that something is completed. And that's a huge process to go through and understand, whether it's an emotional cycle or a physical manifestation of a project. These things are very, very important and vital to our being in the world. And as it relates to astrology, all the planets are cyclical. Our lives are cyclical. The planets are cyclical. Some planets have longer cycles than others, but specifically, say the moon. The moon has a 28-day cycle. And within that 28 days, there are smaller cycles, like 3.5 days. There's the new moon. There's the first quarter moon. There's the full moon. There's the third quarter moon, and back to the new moon. So there are these processes and cycles that we can pay attention to and see how we are feeling and experiencing those cycles.
Wow. I have never heard that one before. It's so interesting. I think I need to start learning a little bit more about your subject or be more around you to learn about it. That is cool. So now you went over the cycles and you explained the cycles in astrology. So what is actually the value of knowing about the cycles? I think you touched some on it, but is there anything you can elaborate?
Yeah. For instance, it actually changed my life when I really understood the nature of cycles and how it affected my perception about things in the world. So, for instance, Saturn is the planet, is the principle of mastering something or one's life. And it's a 29-year cycle. So the first 29 years of our life is a major cycle, and it prepares us for the next 29 years. So at 29 years, someone might get married. They might meet their life partner, or they might start on a new career, or they might leave home. You know, it's the beginning of separating oneself from the familiar familial structure, the family structure, and starting out to create one's own sense of being in the world. And that sets up the whole next 29 to 30 years of one's life. And within that 29 years, there are 7-year cycles. And you might say Saturn is the benchmark or the way of measuring how well we're doing in the world and the lessons that we're here to learn. So it's kind of like that. And specifically as it relates to just being able to recognize cycles, it helps us to reduce procrastination and a sense of overwhelm when we can see the smaller pieces that need to be accomplished or done, and recognize that each little thing is a cycle in and of itself, so that we have an accumulation of understanding that we're getting things done and that things are really happening. I know mm-hmm. somebody that there's nothing ever happening in their life, but as I look at her life, there's a great deal happening. There are many accomplishments that are happening along the way that let us know and inform us that we're moving forward and that we're not stagnant. Nothing is ever stagnant.
True. Man, you said a lot of incredible things here right now. And so that's why I was wondering, in which cycle did you actually come up to go the path you're going on? What prompted you to go there into astrology and being a spiritual counselor?
Well,
besides passion, because I hear passion.
Passion is sometimes an overused word, it's a cliche word sometimes now, and it's not really understood, but that's another subject. For me, I've always been on the path of inquiry, wanting to understand what it means to be here and asking those deeper questions, sometimes more passionately, if you want to use that word, than other times, because we all have to take care of our lives and be in the world and make a living. But over the past, I would say the past 20 years, it's become more and more important to me. And as I have discovered things and learned and grown and evolved, I have felt that it's my duty, if you will, and my reason for living, for giving back. I think it's important to give back what I've learned and experienced to those that are looking and searching and coming up against the same kinds of questions of what does it mean to be human and why am I here?
Yeah, that's a question that comes up quite often. Why am I here? What is my purpose? What do I need to do? Who's choosing it? Well, aren't you supposed to choose your own path? Is that, and with astrology, can that help you actually choose your path to go on so you have clarity and you know where you're supposed to go with your life, what you want to do, and how you can leave a legend behind, a legacy behind? That's what I meant. And I'm just wondering how this works together. Do you understand my question?
I think I understand most of it. I think understanding one's purpose is an unfolding process. You know, we have a purpose at different times of our lives, and as we grow, purpose sometimes shifts and changes and grows as we grow. So it's never one thing all the time. And if we understand that, we won't be so driven, I think, by external sources to have one set purpose that we have in one's life. I think there's such a thing going out there that you have to know your purpose. That puts a lot of pressure on a person that if they don't know what their purpose is, then they're a failure. And that's so not true. It's an unfolding process, and it's really important for a person to understand that their purpose might be to just learn, grow, and evolve to be a better person in the world. Our first purpose is to understand that we're in a process, that we are here to learn and to grow up to be love. And anything that helps us do that along the way is part of that. Are you there? Hello? Denise? Hello? Denise?
Okay, are we there? Carol, are you there?
Denise?
Yeah, okay, I have to call back in. I don't know what happened. Sorry for the technical challenge. Okay, where were we?
Well,
are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I was finishing up with regards to the purpose, our purpose.
Okay.
I don't know how much of that was recorded or not, but anyway.
Well, you know, that's one thing we don't have control over, do we? I just saw they gave me a new call-in number and everything else, and I go, whoa, what's happening? Anyway, we have a few more minutes to finish the show here, so I want to ask you, what are some methods of meditation that you can recommend to the listeners?
I would say the simplest practice is to concentrate on one's breath, to be focused on one's breath, taking a deep breath in and exhaling. And that can help us become more focused on allowing our thoughts to come up and just watching our thoughts. So that's another type of meditation, to sit focused on an object or a flame or something like that, and allow the thoughts to come up and see the thoughts come and go, but not try and follow a thought thread specifically. Another practice is to watch. There's a thing called the second hand on a clock, where it just is going around continuously, where it doesn't click on each second, and that can bring more focus, but that's, you have to get an actual clock or app for that on one's iPhone. But I think watching one's breathing is a really good one. Or if you're doing a mundane chore like doing the dishes or brushing one's teeth, be mindful of your breath. I mean, be mindful of the thoughts that are coming up. And as you do this, you can see that thoughts come and go, and it doesn't mean anything. Are you there? Have you muted me? Denise? Hello? Denise? Hello? Hello? Denise? I can't hear you if you're talking. There's complete dead air. I'm going to call back in.
Hello. Denise, I'm going to hang up. Call me back.